MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, April 7, 2025. Trump is being sued by 20 state attorneys general. Essex is faced with a Proposition 2.5 override vote. Rain, wind, upper 30s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 7:50 a.m. and 8:38 p.m. Christian Wade, the State House reporter, is writing that Attorney General Andrea Campbell in Massachusetts has joined a multi-state legal challenge against the Trump administration's move to overhaul federal election laws. An executive order signed by Trump in March calls for requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote in federal elections and would mandate that all ballots be received by Election Day in Massachusetts and other states with expanded mail voting. But a lawsuit filed by Campbell and 19 other Democrat AGs argue that Trump doesn't have the legal authority through executive order to make the changes and say the order conflicts with existing federal voting laws. In a court filing, the AGs said the order will cause imminent and irreparable harm to the states. Gloucester Times reporter Stephen Hagen writes that now that the Manchester Essex Regional School District has adopted a budget, its leaders are hoping Essex voters back an override of tax-limiting Proposition 2.5 to prevent about $2 million in possible cuts to educational programs. The fiscal 2026 operating and personnel budget for the Manchester Essex Regional School District totals $32.6 million. The adopted budget only requires an Essex override, according to Superintendent Pam Bowden. Manchester is able to fund the budget with its existing resources. In Essex, the Prop 2.5 override request will be considered by voters during annual town meeting on May 5 and during the town election May 12. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
In his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon announced that captains were added to the Newburyport Fire Department's contract. This is a new rank in between deputy and lieutenant.
One of the things that was approved was the firefighters' contract, and I only bring it up because we're now adding a different layer of leadership at the fire department. You know, we have a chief, we have a deputy, and we have four lieutenants. Now we're going to add a layer above lieutenants called captains. And the reason why we're doing this, we have a brand new fire station, but we don't have an officer on duty that oversees our station too, our West End Fire Station, right? And that's been a long time coming. I think they said we were the only station fire department in the state to have this difficulty. So what we did was we would give stipends or increased pay to shift leaders there. So instead of doing that, which had been past practice, we've added this other layer of leadership. And I think it's long overdue. So I'm happy the fire department's been asking this for a long time. Right now we'll have to have that clear line of, you know, chief, deputy, captains, lieutenants, and then, then regular firefighters and dispatchers. So we are happy we got that done as well.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on the Mayor's Corner podcast. And Jim Sullivan writes in the Newburyport Daily News, back in Newburyport, a new chapter for the city began. At the same time, another came to an end Friday when City Clerk Richard Jones swore in his successor, Kathleen Sullivan, before a happy crowd at City Hall. In November, Jones announced he would be retiring. Although he officially stepped down January 10, he has remained in his role while the city worked out the details of Sullivan's contract. Under her 3-year contract, which runs until June 30, 2028, Sullivan will earn $125,000 in the first year and then receive an annual 3% raise for each year after that. And from the desk of our media director, Bill Newell, in high school baseball over the weekend, Marblehead edged Manchester Essex 6-4 as Colt Wales hit two triples for the Magicians in their first game of the season. Essex Tech beat Winthrop 5-3 in 8 innings. Gloucester pulled off a 6-1 win over Salem, with pitcher Giacomo Martel getting the win on the mound for the Fishermen. The defending Division 5 state champion Georgetown baseball team opened its season with a 6-2 win over Whittier Tech. Pitchers Ty Sothall and Oliver Thibault led the Royals' pitching staff. The St. John's Prep track and field team opened its season with wins over BC High and Catholic Memorial to begin the year at 2-0. The Lynn Classical volleyball team is also 2-0 with wins over Lynn Tech and Kipp this past weekend. The Salem News has named Caitlin Boyle of Bishop Fenwick High School as its Girls Basketball Player of the Year. Boyle is a junior captain on the team, averaging almost 17 points a game. And the Gloucester Times named Josiah Whitley as the Winter Athlete of the Year. Whitley is a senior, a member of the Rockport Boys basketball team, who averaged almost 22 points per game. In the pros, everybody won yesterday, well, except for the Bruins. Red Sox took two games from the Cardinals, the Celtics beat the Wizards, and the Bruins lost to the Sabres last night. The Bees have now lost 11 out of the last 12. Red Sox host the Blue Jays tonight, and the Celtics and Bees are both off. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.